Beis Sivan, 25th of June. Bottom of page Kuf Chaf Dalet. And we can dedicate our learning to Rabbi Yosef Elimelech ben Ruvain. So again, in the bracha of Slach Lanu, this is really, you know, a way to rethink everything in our lives, but you know, people have frustrations, they have yisurim, and they attribute it to mikra. I'm just unfortunate. This bad thing is happening. They don't see it as Yad Hashem. And it's a shame that it doesn't lead to tshuva. And then the next point he made is that if a person sins once or twice, so he's still like a ben, Kadosh Baruch Hu treats him as such, but if he's mar belachto, so if he'd be treated as a ben, he'd be a ben sora or mora. Just had this, and I was teaching in Sefer Shmuel to the boys of the Masifta, when David HaMelech wanted to build a base of Migdash, and Hashem tells him he can't. So then he tells him a lengthy explanation of his legacy in a positive sense, and he says, and your descendants, when they sin, I'll strike them. And so on. And the Mefarshim explained it's meant as a bracha. What it means is I won't reject them. If there's somebody who's working for me and he's not behaving, so I'll let him go. Finished. If he's my son, I have to yell at him and scream at him because I can't, because I'm not letting him go. So when he says, when your son sins, I'll punish him, what he means is I won't throw him out, I'll correct him. So if we'd be treated as sons, we'd be it's you're held to a higher standard when you're the son. So if we'd be a son, we'd be a ben sora mora. So Hashem, in His mercy, gives us a demotion. But that itself is an unfortunate thing. So in the third line there at the end, the fourth line, v'chemus Hashem mora to sonami madregas ben madregas eved. In His kindness, He lowers us from the level of ben to that of eved. He doesn't have a capital punishment. They tie him up in chains of iron, other forms of painting him. That's what's happened to us. But we want to be reinstated. Slach lanu avinu. We want to be back, and Hashem is our Father. V'noda ki achozer al davar pa'amayim v'sholosh yikare poshea. It's known that a person who repeats something twice, three times, is called a poshea. It's like a rebellious sin. V'zoi kavonos amren slach lanu avinu ki chatanu. Ki oz anachnu adayin v'bachinus ben la'av. At the beginning we say, forgive us our Father, because to be salech is like excuse. Excuse us, Father, because we've sinned. Machala namalkinu kifashanu. But when we're, you know, it's already kifashanu, poshe is like rebellious.
Repeat offender?
Yeah, it's a status we incur by being a repeat offender. It could be the same sin, but it's when it's been many times, now he's a rebel. So there's just malkinu. That's further distancing ourselves. Yeah. So it's a good kavanah to have in the tefillah. Starting off, Slach Lanu Avinu. Still Avinu. Oh, it's gotten worse. Machalan Malkeinu. Now we're more distant. Ki Oz on the Yardim of Madregas Eved. Vu Malkeinu Vadonenu below Avinu. So it's an unfortunate thing. Sometimes we use the word Melech and we get a positive Malchus. But here we're moving from Avinu to Malkeinu.
Like an officer.
Yeah, it's like moving away. He continues at the top of the next page. V'yesh hefresh ben slichel and machila. The difference between those two. Ki aslichel agamri. Slich is entirely forgiven. Al machila adayin tzarach yisurim. Machila is pardoned, but it doesn't complete the job. He still needs to suffer for it to be completely erased. V'lochem v'brach azut tzarach laharid kanachal dima. He has to cry a lot. And this brach literally means to bring down tears like streams. Hashem to Hashem Shiyarva Lislach, that he should abundantly forgive Yamarak Avonis Loli the Yisurim Kashim, but not through difficult Yisurim Kadesh Lo Yibo Bittel Taru Tzvila. There shouldn't be bittul Torah u'tfila. If we daven to Hashem, we shouldn't have yisurim. When we say that, our reason is because we want to be able to serve Him. Then that's a stronger argument not to have yisurim. I don't know why he hasn't mentioned it. The truth is, we ask not to have yisurim at all, because any form of yisurim that don't cause bittul Torah, but it still makes it hard. Okay, next, Birkas Re'ena Yispala al Gulas Yisrael. Okay, we say Re'ena Vanyenu, so he should daven for the redemption of Israel. Velotia Kavanasa the Gaula Kadesha Nia Sarim. It's interesting because some of Harshim say this is more private. Yeah.
I've seen that way too.
Yeah, it's a classic Shem, if I recall correctly. And let's see what he says. It's the later bracha, so it's supposed to be more calm. Because it's Viva Ravenu, it's our own struggles. Okay, but maybe there's different levels of understanding things. Velosia Kavanas, the Geula Kadesh, Nia Sarim, Vachore Eretz, Via Kol Tuva Eretz, Lanu Kashir Bemis, Ia Kain. Not because we want to be officers in charge. I'm not sure exactly use the word chur here, but you know, people who are in charge of the land, and so they'll have all of the bounty of the land. Even though that's all true, kimal adam b'chol tuv hazmani. Because what is the benefit to man for all the like ephemeral good? Hazmani means it's time bound. Hello ben laila hovo ben laila avad. It's also a phrase from Novi, from Sefer Yonah. Basically, it's here tonight. It's gone tomorrow. Rakol kavanoso tiel hasoga shleimus. His whole goal should be to achieve shleimus. I mean, this is what all the svarim say. The Rambam writes about why we yearn for the ultimate geula is not to be dominant in the world, it's so we can serve Hashem. So when we ask for to be victorious in our struggles, it's the same thing. The main thing is for Kiddush Hashem. Lebal yiskal bagoyim. That shouldn't be profane in the nations. We mentioned Hashem is the ultimate Elaim. He's the ultimate one who remains silent. He's the master of all, but he lets forces kivayachol offend his name, and he doesn't say anything. And our job is to seek to bring about Kiddush Hashem, so when we don't want forces of evil dominating over Kol Yisrael and the world, it's because it's Chil Hashem. V'zeu ikra simchaseinu b'geula mirat Hashem, that's our main joy in Geula, asher yedu agayim ki sheker nachalu, the nations who are opposed or are pagan or whatever it is, that their legacy is falsehood. V'chei Hashem levadam melech al kol ha'aretz, and that he alone is king over the whole land. Elokei Yisrael emes la'ad, the God of Israel is true forever. Right? We say in Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. We know Him as our God. He's the God over everything. And that's why we say, redeem us speedily for Your name, not for any other purpose. Mm-hmm. Look, it's true. Yidden suffer a lot of times when Yidden praying for Geula. There's a personal suffering, a collective suffering that they want to be released from. But the main thing is for His name. You should daven even though we are not really fit for geula. Kadosh Baruch Hu, hello, biyado lasos chutz l'darach hateva. Kadosh Baruch Hu can do beyond nature, beyond what would be the natural. He means in the natural moral realm, that which normally you get what you deserve. And here we're asking for something beyond what we deserve. In the first bracha, that's l'ma'an shmo ba'ahava. First, I say, why do we say Lama'an Shmo Ba'ava? Just out of His love. We don't really deserve it, but out of love. Sherei Einitz Eitzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hevdol Bein HaTeva V'Bein Chutz LaTeva. Bein Hashem, it's all the same, natural or supernatural. Aval HaKol Lefi Adin. It all comes from what's deserved and just. Ki HaTeva Nimshech Me Adin. Nature stems from Din. How Hashem runs the world stems from what's deserved. Mm-hmm. you know, all this farm talk about, there's the natural systems that he set up, and there's the moral system that he set up, and he's saying that the two are linked. Sati geshmechem beitem, doing the right thing, you'll have rain. The people doing mitzvahs, they'll have food, so on. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu can, he can override this system, and he can override that system. It could be, I'm going to do beyond, give you beyond what you deserve, in a way that's beyond the natural system of the world. The Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Rov Racham of Meshaber HaTeva, Vosulif Nim Meshur Sedem. Hashem has abundant mercy, breaks nature, and goes beyond the law. Ilochein Bayam Nidma Kigibor Machama. Kach Bayam Nidma Kigibor Machama. That's why the at Oz Yashir, when we talk about at the Yamsuf, what happened to Kriyas Yamsuf, he's described as a warrior, a mighty warrior. Because Kla Yisrael was not fit for this sin. It's a fascinating idea. What do we mean when we just start describing HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a great warrior? What benefit is that metaphor? He runs the world. He could change that. What's the difference if you view him as a guy behind the scenes and who's saving us, or he's there as a warrior? He's saying warrior is somebody who can do more. He's stronger. Here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing it. You know, if he has the might to run the whole universe, isn't he already like a Gibor Malchama? So why specifically at the Yamsuf is he a Gibor Machama? So he's saying if the metaphor used is like a human being who's doing something superhuman, he's pulling a locomotive, you call him a Gibor. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu does Kveyocha beyond what he quote unquote normally does, he set up a normal system. Of course, that system itself is unbelievable Chachma and Gura. But since that's quote unquote normal for him, so when he does something beyond that, it's superhuman, it's super, it's beyond. So that's why at the Yamsuf, where we didn't deserve the Nisim, he's described as a Gibor. Fascinating idea. Behind a chutz, l'kach nidma ki gibor. That's why he appears, he's described as a Gibor. L'kach on a mispalim, shiyasa itana bigvuroso, v'yado hachazaka haneis chutz l'tevel v'shur sedin. That's why we ask him to do it with his might. V'zem amarenu ki goel chazak ata. What does it mean, Goel Chazak? What does it ever mean when you describe Hashem as strong? The running of the universe is strong. So he says that the metaphor of strong means in Kadosh Baruch Hu, you can do beyond the normal system.
You don't deserve
it. Which really means, it really means chesed. Mm-hmm. It really means chesed. It's a fascinating idea. Right,
how does this square with Pirkei Avot or something? Who is Gibor? One who can control their emotions.
That's for us.